I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for tuning in to 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. It gives me great pleasure to welcome back the Associate Managing Editor of Cincinnati Magazine, Amy Brownlee, to talk about the cover story for the February issue of Cincinnati Magazine. It is Made in Cincy, 32 Handcrafted Creations, and it really exposes a lot of great, innovative, creative, and well, just frankly, really fun things that are happening in Cincy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I know Cincinnati Magazine, you know, does Best of the City, does lists and this. What and was the impetus for Made in Cincy?
Well, we just sort of looked around and realized that there is a lot of cool stuff happening in the world of craft and handmade things in Cincinnati. And it's part of a kind of a national movement toward knowing what you're buying, knowing where it comes from, and we're definitely on board with that here in Cincinnati, and we have a lot of great talent here.
Well, Cincinnati's known for manufacturing. I mean, factories, right. You know, the big mm-hmm. manufacturing, but really you focused in Made in Cincinnati on the handcrafted goods.
Right, yeah. We wanted to talk, I wanted to focus on the people. The stuff is fun, and there's plenty of great stuff to look at in this issue, but there are also some really great stories. And I wanted to just pull out a few people that were just doing really great things, who had started maybe from a hobby and turned it into a real proper business. And so we looked at folks who had graduated from Etsy, which is, as you may know, the website that allows people to sell handmade things, and who had graduated from that to having their own website, having wholesale deals, and who just sort of turned the page and built something for themselves.
And I was noticing as I was reading the article, a lot of these folks have quite a track record. These are not just newcomers who started up 3 months ago.
Right. Yeah. These are people who have a lot of going for them. They, as I said, they've sort of graduated into having a business. One of my favorites is Visual Lingual. They're a local design duo here, and they've been in the press a lot in local and locally and nationally. They were just on MSNBC, I believe. They have managed to really carve a little place for themselves in the world of handmade here in Cincinnati. They've found this item called the Seed Bomb, which they have just it hasn't run its course yet, but they understand that it's kind of, as Maya calls it, the chia pet of the moment. And they also, you know, really focus on making Cincinnati centric stuff like coasters and prints and things like that. So
yeah, the Seed Bombs, that was one I was familiar with before I read this article. The Seed Bombs that are a mixture of clay and soil and seeds and fertilizer.
Yeah, which they make and put together in their little over the Rhine apartment.
Rolling little mud balls.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it is a tedious process, and they're really committed to doing it right, doing it correctly, and it's just so fun to see that, you know, not only are they selling those in local shops, but they're also selling them in Anthropology and in Williams-Sonoma, and that's just so remarkable that they've built this name for themselves based around this one little product.
And I was surprised because I know enough about the Seed Bombs to know that the idea actually came from the package the Seed Bombs
right.
come in.
Yeah, no, they didn't invent Seed Bombs. They never claimed to invent them, but they just, you know, they managed to find a really cute, marketable, easy-to-understand way to package them. And they're designers first and foremost, and I think just with a bend toward gardening and fun stuff like that. So they just found this product and a great way to package it. And, you know, that's just one small example of a local company that has created something really interesting and fun.
I was noticing you were talking about the stories behind it. Some of the stories are very heart-lifting, and some of them are, well, for instance, the first one in here is the woman who makes jewelry, Alicia Kravitz, and Dulcet Design, who went to DAAP up at UC to become an architect. And lo and behold, the economy tanked, and only two people in her class got jobs.
Yeah. I mean, her story is so familiar, actually, now. I think that as a city, we've really emerged from the recession in a big way, but it was really interesting. I spoke with her personally, actually, and she talked about her own journey as a business person, and it was really interesting because she has connections to the business community. She's related to the Bortz family, who owns lots of property, et cetera, and she just learned how to build a business from her family, and she took a lot of cues from them. and then also kind of added her own spin to it. She's obviously creating something really interesting and different too.
Yeah, and that is jewelry out of acrylic, right?
Yes, yeah, that's kind of her thing is acrylic, and she uses a laser cutter, and she's really focused on packaging and smart, kind of sustainable, minimal packaging. And she's another one that it was really fun to talk to her because I learned all about going to market and what that means and taking your products to wholesale markets and getting them in stores from coast to coast. And she's managed to do that in just the space of a couple of years.
And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize. It's more than just making something. You really had to make something and make it successful.
Yeah.
You really have a lot of work behind the scenes.
Right, absolutely. There's the product, and then there's everything that goes into getting the product on a shelf. And that is just a whole different proposition. When I spoke to the guys at Los Santaville Limited, which is a design collective in Over the Rhine, I felt like I was auditing an economics 101 course because they had somehow managed to absorb all this business knowledge about how to, I mean, they were talking about macroeconomics at one point.
Wow.
And these are guys who were formally trained to operate industrial design machines. And so, you know, not only do they really understand their craft and understand how to make lamps and tables and whatever it is that you want made, but they also just really understand the nature of business and how to get your products out there.
Another of the stories in the Made in Cincy cover story is Jamin Zeiler. Is that how?
I think so.
Yeah, who had a record deal with Warner Brothers that kind of fell out. And he became a guitar maker.
Yeah, and I wanted people in here who are older than 30 because a lot of the folks in here are really it's really cool that they're young, but you know, this is somebody who took what he might have seen as a failure or at least a disappointment, and he really turned it into a new life's work, and he now creates and crafts some of the best guitars going.
Well, another aspect of the cover story in the February issue of Cincinnati Magazine. You highlight people like Jamin Zeiler, mm-hmm. and many others, but you also have some small sidebars along the bottom that, you know, that don't get as much coverage, but still some pretty cool stuff happening there.
Yeah, it was really important to me. I'm kind of immersed in this world, and so I'm aware of everybody, well, almost everybody that's out there, but I just wanted people to understand that there is a critical mass of crafty folks out there and doing things on every kind of point on the spectrum. And so you've got people who have these kind of longer stories that we can tell, and we can talk about how they built their business. But then you have, you know, people who are just making shoes, and people who are, you know, making ties and furniture and every kind of cool thing that you can think of.
Well, what I loved also, I have to give you kudos because you also give an opportunity for readers to try it themselves.
Yeah, I think one of the things we pride ourselves on in these cover packages is that we want to provide a service as well as information. So if you read this and you're feeling real crafty, you can go sign up for a course. And many times, sometimes with some of the people we actually talk to, I mean, Brian, who runs Steam Wessel Letterpress, you can go over to his shop and you can use his machines and learn how to make your own letterpress cards, which is remarkable. So there's lots of cool stuff to do. And there's just there's a whole 12-month calendar. Well, I guess it's actually only 9-month calendar. filled the winter months are a little lean, but filled with events where you can go and see these products in person and buy them. So we wanted to kind of do a full service coverage of this little crafty universe we have here.
Okay, so you boasted you know everything out there, Amy. But and as you were putting together this cover story, what surprised you the most? Or was there something unexpected that you found?
Yeah, I hesitate to say surprised me because I don't know what I would expected, but they're all so smart. They have real business smarts. And I guess I just assumed that people are only good at one thing. And if you're really great at designing, you know, designing posters or, soldering bikes together, that you might not understand elements of marketing and branding and that. But if they don't know how to do it, they have found someone to help them because all the people we talk to are just really, really remarkable and have managed to market themselves in really cool ways.
Well, you just scratched, or we have just scratched the surface this morning talking about it. But there's a lot more in there. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you.
The Associate Managing Editor of Cincinnati Magazine, Amy Brownlee, talking about the cover story in the February issue on newsstands now. It's Made in Cincy, 32 Handcrafted Creations. You can learn more about the article in Cincinnati Magazine at our website, wvxu.org. Thanks again, Amy.
Thank you.